subscribe to Donnie Houston Podcast, man.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. It's Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a special guest, man. It's third time here, you know what I'm saying? Third time's a charm, you know what I'm saying? As in Lucky Charm, as in Cloverland, as in Clover G, as in Freestyle King, you know what I'm saying? Lil Flip, what's going down, man?
Man, I'm blessed. How you doing, my guy?
I'm chilling, man. How you feeling, man?
Hey, working smart, not hard, staying out the way, you know. Just capitalizing off of this Versus battle, man. You know, I am the Versus Freestyle Killer, so... You know, I'm just capitalizing, man, and diversifying my portfolio.
Yeah, what is it? We're gonna talk about the verses, but what is some of that capitalization consist of, man?
I mean, some people forgot what I do every night. You know what I mean? So it was just a reminder, like Jay-Z. You know, you remember he had that song "Reminder." Hmm. Yeah, it was just one of them reminders, and you know, so like Fat Joe say, man, you know. Today's price is not yesterday's price.
What type of opportunities, like what kind of, you know what I'm saying, what were some of the things that happened, you know, in response to that?
It really was just, you know how you can, it was kind of like the feeling like when I was at Word and Right and Diamonds in Your Face was playing on the radio and, you know, walking down the hall and just everybody was, like every 3 or 4 years I have like some kind of announcement or some kind of deal that gets announced and then you get to see everybody kind of acting fake, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it'd be a different, like I remember when I did this app deal.
We love you, Flip.
I did an app deal one time and they had posted that it was worth like $20 million and then it was just like a whole wave of just different people wanting stuff from me and, you know, people trying to get some of that money. And so... But this one, man, is just great, though, because, like, me being the first person, you know, from Texas to actually be on it, and, you know, this was, like, just the real core, you know, Flip fans was able to see, like, yeah, we've been telling you, he do this shit at every show, man, he freestyle, you know, so. But, yeah, the opportunities, man, it's just been, you know, more green carpets rolled out, and me, I'm one of them people, I don't like to, you know, ask people for favors, you know what I mean? So I like to wait until I need them. I don't believe in abusing my favors. So since I got a lot of stuff going on, I'm like, well, let me go and capitalize off all these people reaching out, wanting things. You know, let me get some percentages and, you know, some more generational wealth set up for the future.
Man, talk about, because you know that was a big deal, bro, and like, you know, when like award shows and Verses and them type of events go on, like I don't really tweet too much, but that's when I get on the Twitter and you know what I'm saying, I'm commentating and I'm watching the man, and it was live Verses, you know what I'm saying, but then I hit a bum 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 bum. I said, hey man, they finna do Ride Spinners.
Yeah,
I said, hey man, Flip went in on this hoe. People start retweeting. Then you came out. I said, wait a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? There you go, dog. Like,
yeah.
Man, that was, you know, talk about them calling you for that, dog. Because that's a big deal, like, right now in the culture. You know what I'm saying? To perform on that stage, you know, in that arena.
Agreed. Know? Yeah, JoJo, my homie, man. He managed Juicy J. He hit me out the blue like, hey, Juice and Power want to bring you out to do spinners or whatever. So. We talked about the business aspect and how many days they was going to need me. And the rest is history, man. I went out there, capitalized, did some interviews in between, recorded, filmed, you know, linked up with my business partner, King Lee, the Prince of South Korea. So, you know, me, I'm the type of person when I get to a town, I'm trying to maximize, you know, where the verses at, where the videos at, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it was crazy, bro. It was like that moment. Jumped into like the top five, like I got top five moments that I have,
like moments.
Yeah, career moments. You know,
what else is in that five? Just by the way, just
the day, you know, DJ Screw gave me my Freestyle King plaque on St. Patrick's Day at Club Connections. That's one of them. getting my first gold and platinum plaque, you know, hearing Diamonds in Your Face playing on the radio. And then, you know, doing my first Screw Tapes and going over to Europe, man. You know, those were moments that was like, you know, crazy. And then, you know, one of my other top moments is actually recording with Busy Bone. You know, when I did Underground Legend.
Yeah, on you know, yeah, on the first one, yeah.
Yeah, dog, like Busy, man, he came to the house and I'm like, bro, I need a verse from you. So we did We Ain't Scared first. Then in between that, he was like, I need some Hennessy, you know. I got him some Hennessy. He took his shirt off, drank the Hennessy, and just got amped. We knocked that out. Then I was going through some beats. I'm like, bro, this could be a dope, you know, RIP record for Screw, Easy, Aaliyah, just all the people we lost. And he told me, nah, you just do it for DJ Screw. I'm going to do the hook, you know? So I wanted him to rap on it, but he was like, do this for DJ Screw. So I got two records out of Busy Bone that one night.
Wait, how'd y'all even link up, though?
Bruh, like, Cleveland, Ohio is, like, one of my biggest markets. I used to always be in Cleveland with X, Judy Jones, Derek, who's my manager now. I met him years ago when the first Leprechaun came out. Now he's my manager. But we used to go to this restaurant called The Lancer and eat. I had to go see East 99. You hear Busy Bone.
I still want to go to Cleveland just to see that.
Yeah, yeah, I had to go. So I went to St. Clair, East 99, all that. But we always run into each other. Busy. I always tour with Bone, 3-6. So in the industry, you bump into people off a whim. You know what I mean? So we knocked that out, and that was epical, bro.
Yeah, being that able to see a classic. That, you know what I'm saying? That record there, yeah.
Which one?
The RIP record.
Yeah. Then there's a lot of people that like that We Ain't Scared record.
Yeah.
But that RP Screw, I'm actually going to do a video with it. And Biz, he stay in H-Town now. So
somebody
shout out to
Busy Bone was out here.
Yeah, he in H. Yeah. So we about to go back and do a video for DJ Screw and We Ain't Scared.
Yeah. Talk about how early does your 3-6 Mafia relationship start?
Man, ever since I can remember, I've been popping. I've been knowing them guys for a long time, bruh. Like, I pride myself in being the person that goes straight when everybody else going left and right. I was going everywhere, giving away albums, mixtapes, battling, talent shows. Some of my family from Memphis, so I was up on A-Ball, MJG, 3-6 Mafia, you know, Skinny Pimp, Player Fly, you know, all them people, Gotti, like, even Gotti. Like, I knew Gotti was going to be what he is now, you know what I mean? Because of his hustle and his mind state, you know. He paid me for a record back in the game. I think it was on his album called Life, you know. So, shit like that. Like they say on the battle rap. But 3-6 Mafia, bro, you couldn't go nowhere, like in the South, and not hear their records. But in Memphis, it was crazy. It was a club called Denim and Diamonds. You throw on Tear the Club Up, bro, that's what they go do. It got to a point where they couldn't even play Tear the Club Up. I always ran into them everywhere. We linked up in Memphis, and we knocked out like 5 of them records in one day, like Rainbow Colors.
Rainbow Colors, yeah.
Spinners, we did them, boom, boom, boom. I remember this day to like, like it was yesterday. DJ Paul wrote the contract, like our agreement, because we traded records. Like they did some records for me, I did some for them. He wrote like the contract like on a blank piece of paper. And his handwriting is like, it's like some interesting, yeah. Some shit, yeah. I remember that, bro.
But that's even dope too. Dope though, they were even on top of their business right there. Like, yeah, we doing this music shit, but we gonna get this paperwork.
Damn right. Right.
You know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. So was that your first time recording with them? Like linking up in the studio and shit.
That was the first time we got to work. We would always like bump into each other on the road, you know. Yeah.
So when y'all did Ride Spinners, cause that was huge, bro. Like after the verses, and we gonna come back to that. But like, I just went down the rabbit hole, and I just remember that video. Like, that whole run, you know what I'm saying? That whole time, bro. Like, talk about, you remember when y'all recorded that shit? Like, the actual session and, like, well, they, did they make the beat and all that, or they already had the track there and y'all went in there and did the thing? Like,
I feel like Spinner's beat, I feel like the beats was already made. They didn't, like, cook them up right then and there. I recall walking in, this the one I want you on, and they played it, you know, with the screws, like, on there, you know.
It was Kyle Ryan Spinners already, or it just had the sound effect in there?
It was already named everything. It was just missing me. He played it, vibe to it, smoked, went there, knocked it out.
And that's a classic, bro.
I agree.
That's a classic, man. So, okay, you come out, do the verses, man. Were people surprised to see you there? Like, I mean, I know people on TV were watching, like, damn, they go Flip, but with the people that are there, where they like, damn, Flip, where you been at, dog? You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's a misconception that, like, Houston artists just disappear because, you know, it's not mainstream. And it's like, nah, bro, boy, it's still out here very much active. Like,
yeah, we getting money. Yeah. We getting to it.
Right.
Go to our Instagrams and see how we living.
Right, right. But, you know, it's, you know the misconception. You know what I'm saying? People, they just think, you know, because we don't see you on TV all the time.
Correct. And I'm here to defy the odds and let them know that I told them from the jump, I want the money. I don't care about the fame. Like, a lot of people want to be everywhere, be on everything, get attitude if they ain't here or there. I want to be where I need to be, you know? So that's my motto, man. Island boy shit. But everybody was happy. And it was like a family reunion to be able to see Buck and Ball and G, and which I had an event with Ball and G like a couple months ago in Houston. But all of us in one place. I tour with Bone all the time, so I see them a lot. Who else he brought up? Terrence Howard. I haven't seen. I ain't seen Terrence Howard since I did the gala in L.A. Yeah, but it was dope. Everybody was happy. I mean, even the crowd. It was love. Like, they had a great reaction for Project Pat when he came out. Like, they went crazy. Like, they went the craziest for Pat out of everybody.
On the inside, that's what the energy was. Right?
Yeah. And for me, they went crazy. Wayne came out. They made some noise for Wayne. And the energy was crazy. And the crazy part about this, bro, like, right before I performed Spinners, like, I'm in the back ready, getting ready. I'm like, all right, going over my words again. I know this shit, right? I perform Spinners a million times, but they don't be there with me. So my edit goes straight to the verse, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, going over my shit. I'm like, all right, let me make sure I got it. This national TV, you can't be, you know what I mean? This live on the internet. Then I just hear the boom, 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 boom.
Oh, the fight. Yeah.
Yeah. the tussle, the misunderstanding. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go back there with A-Ball MJG. I didn't know what happened. Ball was watching it on his phone. It had already happened on his phone. MJG, his phone was lagging. So his was like, you know, about a minute behind. So I'm like, what happened? And Ball was just looking like that. Then I looked on MJG phone. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, damn, I hope they don't shut it down. I ain't get to perform. I'm like, damn, I thought it was game over. But it carried on. More followers came. It worked out better for me. More people started watching after that happened. So it all worked out for me, man.
Them boys came out there and shine. Tell me this. Were you surprised? It's just as everybody else to see Chameleon on stage rapping? When last time you seen Chameleon rap?
We had an event together. It's been about, I would say, about 5 years.
Cause I mean, he's just into the entrepreneurship. Right. You know what I'm saying? He getting money in other areas. You know
correct.
What I'm saying? Like
tech world money.
Yeah.
I get some of that too.
Yeah.
It's the best way. You know, I partnered up with King Lee for the Joe Sun coin, and he got his own blockchain, and we about to do some great things with ending people from being poor. The goal is to make sure everybody get a coin. Like, yeah, 10 billion coins. We about to fuck some shit up in a good way, though. Trendsetter shit.
So how you even get into that?
Bruh, one thing I learned, like, in life, like, if you want a different outcome for what you got going on, you got to put yourself around different people. Like, if you can't look to your left and ask the person to the left of you, hey, I need 100,000. I need 10 bands. I need whatever. You know what I mean? You hanging with the wrong people. Because people around you, most of the time, they only go think like you think. So if your mind ain't on getting billions and doing this other stuff and you hanging with people who ain't thinking like you think, either they go slow you down or become a, you know, a bill for you, which also slows you down.
Right.
So me, I got to be around people who ready to put in their work, get it done, on to the next, understand that times have changed. You got to hustle the way the dinosaurs hustle, but you can't neglect the way the millennials hustle. So I do both ways. I ain't playing about it. And that's how God do, man. I talk to God about some stuff I want. Be like, hey, I need this. That's what I say. I go, like, I'll be like on some shit at the house. Just, I need to make 10 grand a day. And I do that. Throw it out to the atmosphere and shit. I be talking to God.
I'll say, man, I need to make X amount of dollars today. Sometimes you gotta speak that.
And part of it is you speak it. Most people think when you speak it, it's just gonna come out the sky. That happens sometimes, but sometimes you gotta go, you gotta get it. You can ask for some, but you gotta go get it. So
but it's just about creating that energy though. You gotta create that energy, man. I do that shit. I'm with you on that.
Like, I do that. And so yeah, man, King Lee, I'm his favorite rapper. He made a lot of millions coding, jamming Lil Flip, and he called me and was like, hey man, let's do some business. And I got the King Life movie coming, the King Life soundtrack coming. Like,
King Life movie, what happened was
it's about two childhood friends. They family get into it, they fall out, they go to war, and all chaos, hell breaks loose. And that's all I can say. I put a lot of time into it. You know, I'm about 40% done. We've been going in. Like, I filmed and I stopped working, and then I work on the soundtrack, and then I stopped working. And I got so many different things. You know, my hands is in between shells.com and the Exotic Popping. So it's 24 hours in a day. I ain't got time to be wasting. What you need? Who on what? What you need from me? What you? Let's get to it.
Man, we just gonna tap right into the verses just a little bit, then we gonna move on to some other shit.
It's all good, man. We fam. This song for me, man. You know, I'm gonna give you the exclusive.
This, what I thought was dope was that when Juicy J was shouting you out, he was like, "Lil Flip, the Freestyle King." Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, he really calling them. You know what I'm saying? Not that we don't know you for that, but it's just to be acknowledged at that again on that stage. You feel me? Like, it's a big deal. And then you go and freestyle. How do you even end up, you know what I'm saying? Because that ain't, the verses have never come to that.
Right.
And I don't know if it was a scuffle that kind of threw things off. I don't know what the energy was, but like, how did it even come to where it was like, all right, well, shit, we finna freestyle, and then you come kick it off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what had happened was, I was told this. Like I said on Sunday day, you know, niggas, we gonna try to sneak in, right? So I ain't sneaking nothing like that, but I was instructed, do your record, then go back to the back, wait for the next people. Well, I did my record, then I'm in the back chilling, and I hear Bone, I don't know which member, but he was like, we got somebody from Houston too. I heard Houston. I'm like, I'm coming back on stage. I don't give a damn. Fuck the rules, nigga. Hey, he said Houston. He's tying in this bitch. So I went on stage. I already knew who it was going to be. You know what I mean? I was already kind of prepped on who was going to be there already. You know what I mean? So it was a lot of people ain't know I was going to be on it because I kept it a secret. Like, I ain't tell nobody, really. People like, man, why you ain't? Hey, man, listen, I ain't need nobody tweeting, talking about, hey, good luck tomorrow. Nah. But that was crazy. That was crazy, bro. That moment. Like, I'm still just kind of stuck in that moment. But I think about that shit a lot. But I seen Cam out there. They do Riding Dirty. And I'm out there like, yawning, you know, just making it fun. Chameleon, he ain't see me to the end. He was so into his part, he ain't know I was right there the whole time, like fucking with him, like, you know, acting like I'm sleeping shit. But yeah, that shit was monumental, bro.
Yeah,
it was an epical moment.
Yeah. You had said, I was gonna segue into it early, but you had said Game Over. That made me think, like, when you did Game Over, that was one of the last records you recorded, right?
For that album?
For that album.
But to finish your question, before you go there, like when I talk about verses, it's like a pivotal point for me, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people forget what you do. But what I was saying, like I seen Cam, so boom, I do the little joke and stuff. They get done with Riding Dirty. I go back to the back.
Yeah.
And I'm in the back chilling. Crossroads come on, and they like, we want all the artists to come out. So I'm like, all right, cool. Shit, fuck the rules. They called us. I'm an artist. Went out there, you know, see, at the Crossroads, we do the Kumbaya. Yeah, everybody on stage, the lighters up, blah, blah, all that. And then Lazy just like, man, let's do a freestyle. And then Buck like, hey, man, you the freestyle king. That go, you know, who won you? All right, let's do it. And, yeah, we had fun, man. That was a great moment. Then next day, you know, God bless her soul, my grandmother passed, Joyce Harris. So it was like I was happy. It was like boom, boom, boom. And then the next day it was like, ah, damn, this crazy. But, you know, like we knew she was going to pass, so, like, we didn't know when. So it wasn't like an all-the-way surprise, but –
it's still a
it
high
still
tour.
Fucked with me. Yeah, yeah, because she the one that got me into music.
Yeah, that's
why her name right here with a piano next to it, you know. So, but, yeah, I'm just capitalizing our verses, man. I am. Flip Mayweather, the Versus freestyle killer.
Yeah, because I've asked you this before about feeling like, you know what I'm saying, getting the credit, you know what I'm saying, that you deserve. Do you feel like that was, like you said, like that was the reminder right there? Like,
right.
You know, you forgot, but nah, really, like, you know.
Like Roy Jones said, y'all must have forgot. It was one of them moments, you know what I mean? Yeah, that was a cool moment just to remind people, bro. See, I know how a lot of industry people think, and I know how a lot of fans think, but I'm really, like, out here, like, fucking with my fans, like, talking to them, letting them tell me, like, hey, this got me through that. You know, most motherfuckers, they go to the club, they ain't speaking to nobody, they ain't motherfuckers be, you know, wanting you to sign stuff for them. Like, I actually take the time to hear what they go say, because at the end of the day, you spending your money fucking with me, you know? And I've met people that I looked up to, and I got around, I'm like, damn, you know? I might put it in my movie, you know, later on, but, you know, it's a few people that I've met multiple times, and they don't even remember that I met them. And they have pivotal parts into my life and my career. But I don't know if I ever said, I kind of talked about it on a song called Hoop Dreams Deflated off of Ahead of My Time. I talked about it a little bit on there. But yeah, man, I've met a lot of people, man, and you be like, damn, man, I jam your music. And I've learned, obviously my dad taught me a lot, you know what I mean? But I've learned to separate the being the fan
from the person.
You know what I mean? And you know, you see motherfuckers be like, damn, like, bro, you talk this, I love my fans and all this, and then I just wanted you to take a picture, you know. So I try to take pictures 99% of the time when people want one, you know? Like, I'm not finna take a picture if I'm pissing I'm in the bathroom pissing to you.
Yeah, it's the time and the place for everything.
Hey,
yeah,
bro, let's take it out. Like, we ain't gonna do no pics in the bathroom, my guy. But yeah, let me, you know, other than that, you know, even if I'm eating, I don't really like to be bothered when I'm eating, but at the same time, I'd rather a person who had that once in a lifetime chance seeing me gone get their memory. Fuck it. I look at it like this. If I don't want to be bothered, then I don't need to come outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is what it is. Que sera, sera.
Yeah. Man, I was talking about Game Over, man. Was that one of the last records you recorded for the You Gotta Feel Me album?
Correct.
And, like, you ain't really like that record too much, I don't think.
It wasn't a thing that I didn't like the record. I pride myself on being an MC and in tune with what's going on. At that time, I think Benny Siegel, he had put out, his album, The Truth, right? I think it came out a few years before Game Over came out, you know. He had a record on there called Mac Man with the Pac-Man beat. Okay. Then at the time, it was a record out here that was going on.
This is for my gangsta.
Yeah, correct.
This is
with GT
Main and all them.
Right, with GT and them. So they had a record on the radio with the Pac-Man. So in my mind, I'm like, look, Benny Siegel just did Mac Man. You know, my people from Houston, they got a record with it. It's the same beat. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't really want to do it. It's too fresh. Now, I could understand if 5 years passed, blah, blah, blah. But, like, usually if somebody samples something right then and put it out, you just kind of got to leave it alone or you got to do it way, way better. So I told him no. I'm like, I don't want to do it. They kept begging me, man, do it, do it, do it, do it. How much is it going to cost to do it? I'm like, give me $10,000.
So you had them pay you just to record the song?
Yeah. Give me $10,000, I'll rap to the beat. They flew me to New York. I walked in, got my money. They had some Hennessy. I don't even drink Hennessy. I mean, I drink it now, but back then, it's like, nah, nigga, we want champagne. But then they had the money, had some Zy. They cut it on. Then me, you know, on some, you know, H-time shit. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. All right, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cuss. The first four bars, I'm going to cuss so this motherfucker cannot be a radio hit. So that's why I started off. Oh, shit, y'all done fucked up and let me in this bitch. Because I knew the radio version was going to be all bleep, 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 bleep. And usually if it's too many bleeps, your record don't make it. Well, that ain't work, but it's all good. Me stepping outside my comfort zone, because I'm used to creating the whole body of work. Like, majority, like 99% of my hooks, you know what I mean? Like, I write my own raps and freestyle that, you know, depending on the mood I'm in. But, like, 99% of my hooks, you know, prior to that, I wrote them all. You know what I mean? Hey, this is what I want, blah, blah, blah. You know, she has to, hey, sing this, da-da-da-da. But, like, just Game Over and Sunshine, those were two records that
people... Did they come together? Like, we want you to do these two? Or?
Nah. A guy who was working with me at the time, he had the Sunshine record already. And one of the A&Rs at Columbia had the Game Over record, you know, shit like that.
But, I mean, they still came out to be, I mean, huge hits, though.
Hey, it was two of the smartest decisions I made by not, like, my motto was this. I don't care how we win. I don't care. Well, I care as long as we win the right way. But I don't care, meaning, like, how we win, who score. I don't have to score man, long as we win, it don't matter. Somebody get a safety or fuck who scored it. Long as we win is my motto. So, and then I tested the Sunshine record. I tested that around like the women in my family, like my grandma, my mama. They kept begging me, rap to this, man, it's a different level. I'm like, it's cool. Like, I don't hate the record, but it just, I'm so used to me picking everything. I didn't pick it. They picked it. They brought it to me on a platter. So it was kind of like, nah, nigga, I create. I'm a real musician. I play the piano. Nah. But after the women in my family was like, hey, we fuck with it. I'm like, hey, I'm a rap to it. So in this music industry, sometimes you got to go with your gut and what you feel. And then sometimes you better open your ears and listen to what the people around you tell you, because you might miss out on a blessing thinking you know it all. So now, like, when I collaborate with certain people and we doing hooks, like EXO, shout out to EXO, that's my guy, my brother, Big Shasta. I got an artist I'm working with, Flos, he out of Phoenix. He crazy with the hooks, you know what I mean? Got an artist, Young Steph, I'm working with. He used to be signed to Rockefeller. I met him through Reed Dollars. He crazy with the hooks. So when the fans hear Flip Mayweather is crazy, EXO, he got in the zone, like, on them hooks and them beats. The Flex Mode hook, we made that together. Like, I came up with the concept, I'm flexing these niggas. And then I wrote the part, I got on my ass and got me a bag. And then these whole niggas mad, the Rose were black. And then he wrote the other part, like the other two bars, you know. But when I get in a lab with somebody, it's cool sometimes for me to take a back seat. because for so many years I had to create the whole thing. Even with the new Kings of the South part two with me and Zero. On part two, he did like 98% of the hooks. But them hoes jamming, because when we get in the lab and we vibe, it's just like the beat come on. Boom, boom, boom. Like, what you hear, bro? Then he'll start mumbling, singing, you know, like, you know, whatever, whatever. And then he'll just come up with it, boom, boom, boom. And then we, me and Zero and Big Shasta and me and Big T, like, when I'm in a lab with those different people, you know, rest in peace to Big T.
Yeah, for sure.
The chemistry me and Zero got in the lab is, like, directly how me and Big Shasta be, how me and Big T be. Like, it just...
Man, talk about some of them Big T records, like, that Big T in the House Tonight, and, I mean, like, them classic, like...
Right.
Bro, that shit was... That's timeless, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh, I just linked up with this guy named Jake, man, you know. He teaches people passive income. Dude make, I ain't gonna even say what he make. He make a nice amount of money monthly. And he from Lafayette. It's another guy that works with him. I forgot his name. Don't kill me, don't kill me. I forgot his name. He put me on this FaceTime Zoom thing because he gets paid like to speak to people and mentor and all this. It's about 150 people on this Zoom thing, like on the little, you know, the little squares. And they play music before they start talking and stuff like that. The guy told me, he was like, bruh, I'm from Lafayette. My favorite record by you is you and Big T, Candy on Chrome.
Oh, man.
See, in Lafayette, Louisiana, Candy on Chrome and Lil Flip in the House Tonight, well, in the House Tonight, you know, same record. Those two records were played very, very, very heavily. Full rotation. Big T made a lot of money going there. And Lafayette was a huge market, and it's a huge market for me till this day. But that record, bro, like when he played it for me, I was like, bro, that's it. Like,
Candy on Chrome.
Yeah. And that's what I be telling motherfuckers, like with when it come to classics, like, everybody got their own idea of what a classic is, and some people feel a classic is not a classic if it doesn't make it to the masses and go. But, bruh, a classic is what you consider a classic. And
Go ahead.
Candy on Chrome, it may not came out on a major label and had millions of dollars put behind it, but there are millions of people that know the words to these records. To My South Side Still Holding Freestyle, to We Blow Endo, like Buy the Car, Buy the House, G's and Ballers. So my catalog is so extensive that just because some artists ain't have social media or spend millions of dollars or get managed by certain people, that don't mean they ain't got no classics and they don't got millions and billions of people that know the words to these records.
And that's in reference, you know, because it was a lot of flack people like, man, with the T.I. thing, when they were talking about the verses and
oh,
shit.
Yeah, people want, yeah, they was
but
like.
And he was like, nah, like, really, like, classic-wise, you could pull up some shit, and it's like, nah, it's a certain group of people. And another thing, too, even beyond Texas, too, because there's people, like, even they watch the show, they in Australia, they in Africa, they in, you know what I'm saying, Alaska, all over the place with this culture.
Correct.
You feel me?
Correct.
So, yeah, nah, I mean.
What I did, I had, my phone is over there. But I had went. I had wrote a little list of all the different classic records that I got that a lot of people, whether they know about them or don't know about them, like I had came up with a list about, I think it's about 25 to 30 records on there, from Rock and Roll with Famlay, from Certified Gangsters with Jim Jones. I got a record with Mario Winans that we did a video to back in the day. Chingy Baller Baby, Spinners, Like a Pimp. Screwed Up with Ludacris.
Screwed Up, I forgot. About
I was on Welcome to the South on Young Buck album. Pimp C Coming Up. Rainbow Colors with 3-6 Mafia Spinners. Naughty Girl with Beyonce. Boy with Nelly. A few records with Cameron.
And see, that's what I'm saying. When you start talking about the Naughty Girl remix, like, that's when you got to start digging, and it's like, nah, Flip really was on the remix for that. You know what I'm
saying? Sunshine. Yeah, I'll let Sunny Day. Yeah. Like,
and so you know what it is, bro? That with the whole thing, you know, like you say with the T.I. verses, that shit is about location. Because if y'all do the verses here, you know right. what I'm saying? We got a show.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people want us to do a battle, too. They like, man, y'all got a battle, but it's whatever, man. And to clear this up so a lot of people know, man, me and Tip, we actually cool. We communicate.
Yeah.
And we got each other number, man. We cool, man. The fans, they're asking for that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, me and him, we
cool.
If
it did go down, it'd be all in good fun. All other stuff is...
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. It would be nothing but fun.
Definitely.
But I would need some real money to do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Do you ever think, because I mean, like you say, everything's cool now. Do you ever think, like, in my career, like, what if I just, like, chose not to engage in that? You know what I'm saying? How would be the outcome of that? You know what I'm saying? And y'all end up being the kings of the South or the whatever. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't a choose to engage thing. I'm a battle rapper and a street nigga as well. Grew up in the church, but still a street nigga. You can't be both. It's a lot of niggas in the streets that grew up in the church, but you got to defend yourself. I did the proper protocol to reach out to nip that in the bud before it happened, but you know, he was in a different mind state at that time, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, anything I say once, I can say twice. I'm one of them type of people, you know what I mean? But man, we talked about it, man. He was, man, we was kids, man, we young. You know, we talked about it, man. We had a couple conversations on the phone behind closed doors. But at the end of the day, you're a man, you're a king. I'm a king. So I'm going to defend my honor and what I stand for regardless. You know what I mean? I didn't even go as hard as I would normally go. You know, I've had real, you know, rap beats with other people. And I went all the way there. All the way. You know what I mean? So like my dad told me, man, some things is better left unsaid. I knew it wasn't real, no real issue, like, so I wasn't tripping on it like that. But I did just have to, you know, hold my ground and let people know, hey, I still got the crown, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, so I had to do that, you know? I mean, I just had to speak up for myself.
Yeah.
And it's out to the G.
It is what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I went down this rabbit hole, bro, after the verses, man, and I remember that. Let's get that money, man. Get that money.
Oh, the
man.
Freestyle I did with 50 and Buck.
Yeah.
No, it was 50. It was me, 50 Cent, and Lloyd Banks. I'm on a lot of G on the mixtapes, too.
Yeah.
Like DJ Who Kid used to put, I got records with Snoop. I got like 3 records with Snoop, but man, yeah.
Did that come through the relationship with Buck?
Nah, that was like, that freestyle I did with 50 and Banks, that was some stuff that got done in Atlanta. I don't know if it was the All-Star Weekend, one of them, Super Bowl, one of them, you know what I mean? We did that at the radio station. Yeah. See, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
And when I hear it, I be like, damn, I should have went. Every time I hear freestyle, though, I always feel like I can do better. But yeah, I don't really like that freestyle on them.
Yeah.
It was cool, but I should have went harder.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, like you said, the Dipset relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Dipset. Man.
Because that was way back when the scissor thing back in the day, like correct. All that. Yeah.
They, like, as far as the crew between. It was Dipset and G-Unit, you know what I'm saying, that embraced me the most as far as, like,
East Coast
clicks go.
Or just cruising.
Well, East Coast. Yeah. But the Dipset, man, that shit was like a brotherhood. We always bumped into each other. Me and Cam always been cool. Me and Jim, the whole squad, J.R. Ryder, Heat Makers. I got beats from the Heat Makers. And we actually working on a project called Billionaire Thoughts. It's going to be an NFT album.
No shit.
Yeah. Billionaire Thoughts. I'm talking that talk that's going to get you to the billions. That Warren Buffett, that Floyd Mayweather shit, that Bezos, that Tesla guy. You know the Tesla guy. Yeah, that guy too.
Man, already.
Yeah. But we went everywhere, bro, like clubs and studio. They used to keep studios with them. They opened up a club out here in Houston, Club Dipset, for one of the Super Bowls. They had some clubs, I think, in Ohio. It was a brotherhood. Anytime they call, need some, vice versa, can we rap? We had a studio, rap in a hotel, wherever. We just worked. They work ethic was like what we do. Due to God. They hell real. Everybody doing their mixtapes, like, on some screwed up click shit. Like this goat right here, DJ Screw. You know what I'm saying? Let me put on my DJ Screw, man. I'm feeling DJ Screwish, man. Let's switch it up, man. You know, we'll put international Flip Mayweather, you know what I'm saying, right there. We go show the American in Mexico. Mexico, Monterrey.
Yeah. First nigga to switch hats in the middle of that.
Yeah, man. You know, fly boy shit, man. You know.
Already. Man, talk about, because I always wondered this. Like, you know, Pimp C came home and he did the Knocking Those Down. That was like one of the first big records.
Right.
Was that your first interaction with him? Or did he call you and be like, hey, man, what's going on, whatever? Or did you get to meet him before he went to jail and all that?
Man, I've been knowing Pimp C since I was like a kid.
No shit.
Bro, like, if you go back, see, that's one thing. That's why no matter how many records I sell, I ain't gonna never forget where I came from. Like, everywhere I go, I let people know, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Botany Boys, you know what I'm saying? My OGs, like them boys in the Clover, bro. We always had the dopest whips, you know, like jewelry, like all of that. We top of the line. Them boys brought helicopters to the hood, you know what I'm saying? All they albums, you know, Cash Money on them and Bun B, UGK. The Riding Dirty album cover, that's C-Note Suburban, yeah. Right? So I've been around Pimp C and Mama West, God bless her soul. I actually talked to her a day before she died, wow. Pimp C mom. She actually called Flip. I want to talk to him. But yeah, she called me the day before she died. But yeah, I've been knowing Pimp and Bun for a long time, and I met them on my own as well as I met them a lot of times being with C-Note on the road. And I feel like, look, my favorite Bun B verse is his verse on Murder. But I also feel like his verse on C-Notes, Man Hold Up, was one of his hardest.
Bro, crazy.
Bro, that's, to me, I feel like that's his hardest verse. Like, I
just
like,
was telling somebody that. I said, bro, Bun, like, blacked out on that verse,
that's
bro.
That's what I bro, I be playing that shit till this day. Like, bro, and I told him the other day, I'm like, yeah. That's my favorite Bun verse. But, yeah, I've been knowing them, bro. Nah, I've been knowing Pimp, man. I've been knowing them, man. Mama West taught me a lot about booking shows and how to deal with promoters because she handled a lot of they bookings. And that's why I'm able to maneuver and stay active and stay doing stuff because I don't have a set price. It depends on what mood I'm in or what play I'm trying to put up. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey, I might take a little less, but guess what? When I get to that town, I got four features. I'm going to get some scenes, do a video. I'm going to shoot some of my movie. I'm going to meet with somebody that want a sponsorship. So, either way, hey, we go get the milk out the titty. We go get the leche out the tatas. Yeah.
What, did y'all ever have, like, a closer relationship? Because I remember y'all, he was on your DVD, you know what I'm saying? When he was... Yeah, like a radio station, some at the time, and then it came through. It was like a little scene with y'all. Like, can you just talk about anything that you personally remember of, like, man, maybe him calling and telling you, or some moment that was just like, this is your personal Pimp C moment?
Man, the crazy part about it, I did a few interviews, and I always told a story about him getting in my video when I saw him on the freeway. But I'm gonna have to plead the flip, you know what I'm saying? Some Pimp C stories, I have to keep it, like, just to myself, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I can't tell no more Pimp C stories, man, because some of them, because we had real conversations about a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Certain OGs, they'll pull you to the side and, you know, or you'll just be with them, and y'all had those different moments and conversations that come, so... A lot of these people that came before me and that are older than me, I pick their brains when I'm around them. Like me, I'm not going to just be around you. Like if you a billionaire or you know you doing something and I got interest in it, I don't have too much pride for me to be like, hey, man, show me. Mm-hmm. Like, show me. I don't think I know everything, but I'm going to find out. Like, what I don't know, I'm going to find out. I'm going to ask somebody, and I'll find out. So, yeah, man, we had some other dope-ass moments, man, and other conversations, man. But what I can say, what I appreciate about him, the times that we were around each other and not just in passing, he would always pull me to the side and just be like, man, one thing about you, bro, you go get that motherfucking money. Like, he would give me little gems. Same way Snoop Dogg did. Same way Devin the Dude did. Same way Jay Prince did. Like, it's little gems and behind the scene things that I get from these different legends, and I just kind of keep it in my mind like on some serious shit. Like, so when I'm going through life, it's like, oh shit, this is what my dad taught me about. I'm gonna have to shoulder roll this when I know what this is. I ain't gonna file for this. You know, oh, this is what Pimp C was telling me about. Oh, this is what, you know what I mean? So I just, you know. So yeah, I ain't gonna tell no more Pimp C stories, man, because the other stories I got, you know, they not for y'all motherfuckers. It's for me.
Yeah. Man, talk about and we finna get up out in a minute, but talk about the Manny Fresh What It Do record, bro. That's a record I always liked, and it was just like a single. Like, I don't think it did it end up on the album. I just remember it being a single.
Yeah, we put out What It Do. We put out What It Do, man. It was just time.
Did it go on the album though, or did it go out as a single?
Yeah, it was on both. It was on I Need Mine, I think. Yeah. I Need Mine album.
Yeah. That, I always love that record, bro. That,
I'm gonna start back performing it too. Yeah, that was one of the records I put on the list too. And I put Ghetto Mind State with Life Jennings. I put Tear It Up with DMX. Rest in peace to the dog, Rough Riders. I got Tear It Up with DMX, Young One. Yeah, man. Yeah, I just had to throw them other records because I got so many records that I be forgetting about a lot of them. Even the Platinum Stars. Do you mind Platinum Stars? Like, we got some shit, man. But that's the thing, man. And to anybody that's a legend and icon that's out here in Texas getting their money, man, keep tunnel vision, man. You know, some people let, you know, the media or the critics, like, get to them and make them feel like what they accomplished ain't nothing. But I tell everybody, success is what you got in your head. You know what I mean? So if you from Texas, H-Town, and you making your money and moving your music, doing what you got to do, don't let nobody dictate what success is. Because at the end of the day, man, they don't understand how we do it in the H, man. We really get paid. We ain't got to sell our soul. We ain't got to do no goofy-ass shit. We got customers. We go to them towns. We go slang them CDs, them thumb drives. We go get our money. You know what I'm saying? And so don't ever, ever fall into the trick of letting a motherfucker make you feel like you ain't a legend. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, say, man.
Man, what's your, I don't know if we did top five before.
I think we did, but my top five always changes, man. Like, because some of the GOATs and some of the new people, they always put out new music, so you never know. Like, my top five be changing.
Man, talk about, this is for me personally, dog, that You Never Know record with Butch Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy.
That shit was a jam.
But I feel like Jada, though. Jada Fab, Benny Siegel, Banks. Who else be saying some shit? J. Cole, you know. But the You Never Know record with Butch Cassidy, man, I've always been a fan of his music and his melodies, bro. And I'm like, I got to do a record with this guy, bro. And I made it happen. He went the fuck off on that record.
Yeah.
I met a guy, I think his name was Rodney P. Hunt. I think they had the RP, was it RPH Entertainment, something like that. But I met him, like, he's a millionaire guy, man, made money. He told me, he said, man, I'm a millionaire. You know what I love about you? You know what record I love? I'm like, what record? You Never Know. Fuck my head up. He said, I jam that shit every day. I made millions jamming your music, bro. So Butch Cassidy, thank you for that dope ass hook. And I did a record with Nate Dogg called Take You There. You ever heard that record?
What was it on?
It was on I Need Mine. I got a jamming ass record with Nate Dogg that.
Y'all did it together?
Yeah.
How was that experience, dog?
Bruh. Nate Dogg is the, like, you know, hook god to me. You know what I mean?
To everybody. Yeah.
So these moments, bro, that when I get to work with certain artists that I looked up to or I always wanted to work with, or I spent part of my days, my regimen, like working out or doing what I got to do, like, that was amazing. Hmm. Yeah.
Nate Dogg, man. That's what it is. Is it anything musically you want to do, like collab-wise? Like, this is what I want to do musically, and then I say, all right, I'm cool on.
Man, I mean, I dropped the Leprechaun 1 first album, Leprechaun 2 my last album. Flip Mayweather was just a mixtape for me to put out to hold him over till me and Zero put out Kings of the South. He put out Rohamed Ali. I put out Flip Mayweather. And then, you know, Kings of the South coming. But his album Pressure coming before that. Me and Tom Tom, we dropping Made in Texas 2, probably February 28th, end of February. Then St. Patrick's Day, La Clover Nostra 2 coming. And I just did a deal with Reed Dollar, so we business partners. So he's an official member, Clover G Records, legendary Go Battle rapper. Shout out to my guy, General. And we just fucking some shit up, man. Like, the La Clover Nostra part 2, bro, I just got back from Phoenix, like, yesterday? Man, the shit we cooked up, bro. Yeah, part one is hard. Part one of La Clover Nostra is hard. Part two go be, yeah, I'm in a different bag.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. Well, man, we gotta do a freestyle. We did two the first time. We got to do you know what I'm saying?
No worries. What a beat. We acapella. We got some beat.
We gonna shut it down. We gonna switch it out.
We gonna switch it out. All right, give me a picture. Give me a picture of me and him sitting where we at. I just want it to look like we talking. You can ask me another question or something, man. Let me turn my shit around for DJ Screwed Up.
Is the ticket still $500,000 for the verses?
This is what had happened was, that's what I wanted off top, not just being that. Really, it was like on some meal. I wanted a meal. I wanted three. Like, this is like back when it started. That's what I wanted. But when I went to go, it changed because I got to absorb the energy. Sometimes you can say a price and that's what you want. But at the same time, sometimes you can do something if you really got that love for the music. You know what I mean? Like, I don't love money. I love music. I like money. I like it a lot. You won't be able to tell the difference, but I don't love it. Because relationships outlast money. Hmm. I can go to any city, any state with not a dollar in my pocket. I have a car, I have food, whatever I need, I will have. So, when I went to go, man, I was like, damn, this shit, I had fun doing this, man. This was cool, man. I had fun. So, my number is comfortable in between $250,000 and, you know, between $250,000 and, like, you know, $500,000. Somewhere in there, we can pull it off.
Yeah, yeah. And against anybody.
Yeah. I'm not on no, hey, I want this person. Nah. I'm just saying, you want to see what I bring to the table.
That's what it's going to
You want to see what a real MC I might be overlooked, but I'm overbooked. Like, bro, I'm just different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people like us, man. Elliot, you know, the light-skinned fellas, you know what I'm saying? We've been hated on since creation, man. So, you know, we always had people hating on us, bro. I'm used to it, but, bro, we just go do what we do. But I'm different, bro. I'm different, bro. Like, and this is what I tell anybody who's been brainwashed by whatever music they jam. When you call yourself a lyricist, and when the world calls you a lyricist in these magazines, or your management pays these magazines and publications to promote you as a lyricist, and, you know, like, you really got to live up to that. Last time I checked, a lyricist is a person who can come up with witty lines and punchlines and bars and double entendres and all these different things, similes and metaphors to make you say, oh shit, let me press rewind. I know for a fact, it don't matter what records you want to go to, you can go to some of my mixtapes. Actually, some of my mixtapes got some of my hardest punchlines because I was murdering other people's beats and I just knew I couldn't, you know, play on their beats. But my whole thing is this, man. If you ain't saying nothing that make a motherfucker be like, oh shit, rewind it. What did he say? How did he think of that? Man, you ain't no real lyricist, bro. Like, for real. Like, Fabulous is a lyricist, bro. Like, when I hear some of Fab lines, I be like, oh man, how the fuck he think of that? Lloyd Banks is a lyricist. Jadakiss is a lyricist. Benny Siegel was a lyricist. Big L was a lyricist. J. Cole is a lyricist. Like, these niggas is constructing words, man, and got them punchlines, you know? And it's some storytelling lyricists as well, but I'm talking about the motherfuckers that saying them bars that's making you be like, how the fuck did he think of that? That's why I salute, like, all the battle rappers and shit like that, you know? I'd be like, man, y'all niggas remember that. The way we battle, we freestyle, nigga, off the top. Nigga go just chop you up, what you got on, how you look, what you pulled up in, what your bitch look like. Nigga, I'm going all the way in on you. That's my mind frame. But them battle rappers that can remember all them bars, I salute you niggas.
All right, anyway, we finna get in some bars right now, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Donnie Houston Podcast, a little flip. Hey, man, we out of here.
It is. Exotic pop shit.